Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Military generals and admirals from around the world gathering in Virginia right now. They are hearing from War Secretary Pete Hegseth, who told those assembled,
"The motto of my first platoon was, those who long for peace must prepare for war."
Hegseth talking about a warrior ethos he once adopted at the Pentagon. President Trump's also there as a government shutdown looms. The deadline is midnight tonight. Democrats pushing for an extension of Obamacare subsidies. Republicans saying that's not a part of the funding deal. Democratic Congressman Gregory Meeks from New York.
They have the ability to right now to say that we're going to keep Medicaid and the subsidies to the Affordable Care Act in place.
Hamas has yet to respond to the 20-point Gaza ceasefire plan that's gaining international support. Outer bands of Hurricane Umberto lashing Bermuda, newly formed Hurricane Imelda close behind. This is ABC News. She was once a star CEO on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list. Now a judge has sentenced startup founder Charlie Javige to 7 years in prison after being convicted of duping a major investment bank out of $175 million. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Charlie Javige sold her startup company called Frank to JP Morgan Chase back in 2021. At the time, she claimed her company, which helped streamline the financial aid process for low-income college students, had millions of users. But after the deal went through, JP Morgan discovered that number was close to just 300,000, and Javige had fabricated most of the user information. Javige, now 33, was convicted in March.
She also has to pay nearly $300 million in restitution. McDonald's Monopoly is making a comeback for the first time in nearly a decade. The game can be played digitally now, and it also comes with new safeguards after a scam uncovered in the early 2000s stole nearly $24 million in prizes. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Open every day at 11 a.m., they serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites like burgers, salads, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers, even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout and don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center. That's the Phoenix Center.
We have another word for you to be a part of the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. So all you need to do is get ready to text this little word in and you could be a part of the winning and qualify for the grand prize drawing. Daily winners today as well. Here is this hour's word. It is warm. W-A-R-M. Warm, as it is very warm for homecoming week this week. It's the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest from WRCO. Download the Civic Media app, find WRCO, and use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send in that keyword, or you can do that to 608-647-4155. This hour's word is warm, W-A-R-M.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
High temps in the middle 80s today, very warm with a mix of sun and clouds, and southeast to east winds at 4 to 8 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, a low of 55. Wednesday, clouds giving way to more breaks of sun in the afternoon. Still warm for this time of year and a high of 78. Thursday, mostly sunny and balmy, a high of 80. And a Friday, mostly sunny and hot for early October, a high of 86 degrees.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust.
On our morning show today, it gives me great pleasure to talk about Richland Center's Happy Homecoming, which is happening this week. In the studio with us, we have Mrs. Carrie Stoltz. We also have Kiernan Culver and Maddie Kratzenberg, who will talk about all the goings-on and kind of get you up to speed with why you see students wearing strange clothes during the week. All the dress-up days are going on.
Yes, present company included. So yes. The kids are, today is Sleeping Beauty Day, and so our kids are dressed in their PJs and having a great day. Just enjoying that one for sure. It was a lot of participation today on this dress-up day.
I bet, because it's comfortable clothes, right?
It's very comfy and cozy. Yes, I saw a lot of slippers, a lot of flannel, and a great day. Yeah, really keeping with our theme. So this year's theme is Once Upon a Hive, and so very fairy tale and kind of princess and fantasy forward there. So yeah, having a great day with that.
I know that some years you have all kinds of weather. You have frosty weather. But you're going to have sweaty weather this week.
Yeah,
huh?
I know. The flannel, you know, you would think the flannels would have been right on track there for the end of September, beginning of October. But yeah, it's a little toasty there. Not the day to bring blankets.
Not at all. So all the things are in place. And I think Richland Center, oftentimes you let the students kind of organize this and plan this, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, the student council is really in charge of a lot of things around homecoming. And they start in the summer, maybe even the end of the year, getting ready and trying to come up with the theme and the dress up days and the activities. And some of them are, you know, our kind of legacy activities, you know, the truck stuff was something I had never heard of before I moved to the area, but has been, you know, an activity around homecoming for years and years and years. I think a lot of our alumni have great memories of doing these things when they were students with us. But yeah, every year there's something a little bit new and a little bit different. And yeah, we're so excited to be in this week.
Are they still painting the Hornet downtown?
Yeah, so they did that. The art students, I think there were Five or six of them that headed down with Mr. Rogers on Friday and painted the Hornet and the RC logo. They had a little barricade set up so it wouldn't get hit by traffic. And some of Officer Wilson was out there along with a couple other police officers from Richland Center Police Department, just kind of directing traffic, making sure everyone was all set up there. And it looks great. It looks really sharp and fresh, and we're excited to have the parade route go through.
There are some years where it doesn't totally fade off, you know, it's still kind of there when they come back to paint it the next year.
I think it might have been even this year, you know, you can kind of see the outline a little bit from where it was. So it looks great. It's such a great, like, visual representation of the parade route and the school, and then it's homecoming, and really nice to see those bright, vibrant orange and black colors on the road.
Is it a special schedule this week at the school district?
A little bit. So the beginning of the week is running pretty similar, although Hornet Hour, which is kind of our homeroom hour, has some special stuff going on with the, I think it's called Powder Buff Volleyball. So those games are going on this week. The guys are taking on the volleyball nets with some of their classmate coaches, and that's been really fun. So that's happening during Hornet Hour, and then Friday we have a very, very unique schedule. So a lot of different activities going on Friday. All the kids are out there, so
we'll look forward to that. And any changes, anything new this year that you can think of?
I don't think so. There's a lot of stuff that's very similar. We did a couple of these things last year, but some of them have kind of a fairy tale spin, if you will. So the tug of war is the tangled tug of war with, you know, the braided hair. Frozen t-shirt is from Frozen. Some of these like little tie-ins that we have to keep on theme with everything.
Oh, lots of fun. So then the staff gets involved. Do you have a lot of the teachers that are dressing up during these days too?
Well, today for sure. Today was a great one. And then some of them yesterday, we had a lot of fancy dresses, some prom dresses got to make a new appearance, or, you know, snowball dresses, that kind of thing. And then we had a couple beastly outfits, so they could kind of be messy or grungy, or we actually had a couple of beasts. So Mr. Lemke dressed up as the Beast from Beauty and the Beast, and Ms. Perkins was Belle. And then we had a student also make just this ridiculously amazing mask out of cardboard or something, a beast mask. And so that's really fun to see the kids get involved and really even, you know, we have this theme and we kind of think it's going to be one thing, but to have them even take it a step further with the creativity is really fantastic to see.
It's really a theme that lends itself to be able to do some fun things and dress up too.
Yeah, props to the student council. They really thought this one out and gave a lot of different avenues for people to approach it. So, I mean, there's a bunch of fairy tales, there's a bunch of fairies, there's Disney stuff, there's all these different avenues that you can kind of pursue with a theme and stay kind of on trend too.
Lots of fun. Well, we have in the studio Kiernan Culver and Maddie Kratzenberg, who join us. So they kind of have the real lowdown on everything, don't
they?
Yeah. Kiernan, I understand you're kind of the gatekeeper of the whole thing there, you know. So when did the planning start for the student council?
The planning for student council really started at the end of last school year, May. We elected our new council at the beginning of May, and we went right to work at getting homecoming stuff. We met twice a month in the summer. Towards the end of the summer, we were meeting like once a week, and then once we got into the school year, we were just meeting every week. And we really tried to get most of the work front loaded and out of the way. That way we were prepared ahead of time and we had everything figured out, and it's been really successful. The council worked really hard on it. The committee heads, they've been doing amazing, following through with their plans.
Could you go over the dress-up days? Because we talked about the first two, but can you take us through the whole week?
So for the rest of the week, tomorrow, Wednesday, we have Pinocchio Day, also called White Lie Day. So the theme with that is people wear white t-shirts and they write a white lie on it.
What does anybody's nose grow then?
Nobody's noses grow. That's a really fun theme that, like, they've done for football games and stuff in the past. But I don't think, to my knowledge, it's ever been done for homecoming. So that's kind of cool to incorporate that. And then Thursday, we have Class Color Day, where we give the students their class color t-shirts they wear their homecoming shirts. Seniors wear blue, juniors wear red, sophomores green, freshmen yellow, and then the 7th and 8th graders, they get purple and pink. And then Friday, we have Hornet Day, Orange and Black Day, so people wear all their Hornet apparel, all their orange and black, and they get, you know, really into it. They wear, like, orange tutus, orange and black sunglasses, stuff like that. Some people paint their faces, so that's really fun.
Student Council has to organize all of the games as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we have two committees that handle the games for homecoming. We have Skits and Spirit, and we have Pep Assembly. Skits and Spirit is in charge of the Powder Puff games, the Powder Puff volleyball and Powder Puff football. And then on the Friday of homecoming in the morning, they do games like truck stuff. They also do stuff like skits, talent shows, stuff like that. And then in the afternoon of homecoming Friday, Pep Assembly, they come in and they do games like tug of war, the eating contest, a fairy tale dress-up relay this year, and musical chairs, and that one is always fun. People really get into it.
Yeah, that can be almost like a physical confrontation. Yeah. They're trying to get those chairs. I understand that a tug-of-war, is that like in the shape of Rapunzel's hair? Didn't somebody tell me that? The rope is representing Rapunzel's hair? That's what I heard.
Yeah, Tangled.
That's what I thought. Tangled. So that should be fun as well. Maddie Kratzenberg is here. I think you guys have named your Grand Marshal this year, haven't you?
Yes. Our Grand Marshal this year is Brian Jones. Kieran, you want to say some things about him?
Yeah. So Brian Jones, this one's kind of special to me because he is my grandpa. But the reason we chose him this year is because he's retiring from the school district. He has worked for the school district for many years since 1988. He's been working as the director of operations and maintenance through the district, and he's retiring after 47 years of service. And he's also served on the Richland Center Fire Department for many years, and he's served as lieutenant, assistant fire chief, and then finally fire chief. So it's a really great opportunity to highlight this member of the community and appreciate him. And that's really exciting.
Well said. And then not only does he do all those things, but he's your grandpa. So that is near and dear to you, isn't it? That is pretty cool. So he'll be riding the lead car there in the parade.
Yeah. He'll be riding his own convertible, which is pretty exciting, too.
Great.
Pretty cool.
A lot of fun. The parade is a big chunk to organize, too, isn't it, Maddie?
Very. It took a lot of work during the summer, and I just want to thank all my committee members that helped me through all of this. We have about 46 entries this year, and all the emails with entry numbers should have been sent out. If you did not get an email or if you have any questions, please call the school at...
It's 649-HIVE, 4483.
Perfect.
So if someone still wants to get in the parade, Maddie, can they do that?
Sadly, no. Since it is homecoming week, it's already stressful as it is, and we need to get some stuff out to you so you can announce it during the parade. And it's just a lot easier. Our deadline was September 1st, but we accepted till last week. So we gave people plenty of time to get stuff in. So,
do you have good response from some of the alumni classes?
Yes. I think we have like 5 classes this year. So, handful.
That sounds good. And then the others, but it's always a really cool parade, isn't it?
Yes. Very Hornet pride in all of it. So,
what about your class? Now, are you a senior?
I'm a junior.
A junior. What can you spill the beans on what the junior class float's going to be?
I guess I can. I'll give you a little hint. We are doing it based off of the movie Tangled.
Oh.
We thought it was a very good idea. We added Homer in it, and I'm really excited for you to see what we've created.
All right. And, of course, the floats are judged. Kiernan, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior this year.
Senior.
And the senior float, I think it looks really cool. We finished up building it on Saturday, and the class members, they did amazing with it. They also incorporated Homer into it, but they did something a bit different. They did pumpkin carriage for Homer, and I think it looks really cool.
That must have taken a lot of doing to build that. Do the classes have to fight over Homer then? No.
We got like 20 different Homers. Yeah.
Cut
out stuff like that.
Oh, I see. Okay, I didn't know.
Not the mascot body.
No.
Not the mascot body.
And the parade steps off at 3 on Friday. Is it the same route or similar?
Same route. People will line up on 5th, 6th, and 7th Street. More information would be in the emails if you got them. Otherwise, please call the school again, and I'll give you as many answers as I can get you.
Great. What are some other things Student Council is doing or planning on or active in this year, Kiernan?
So one other thing for this homecoming week that we're excited about, it's not exactly a new event, but it's been away for quite a few years. So we're bringing back the homecoming bonfire for the students. So this Thursday night after Powder Puff football, right by the football field, we are hosting a student bonfire. The fire department will be there managing it, making sure everything's safe. So we're really excited and happy to be hosting that again.
That's great. Grandpa Brian will probably be watching it pretty closely.
Yes.
Won't he? Yeah.
Overseeing that.
I wonder how many years it's been since there was a bonfire. I mean, it's going to be a number, I would think, isn't it?
I believe six at least. I think it was before COVID the last time we had one. So 2019, I think.
But yeah. Just keep it away from the concession stand, right?
Gosh.
Right. So it's off and running. Lots of folks in the area enjoying the toilet papering and everything that goes on with homecoming.
I haven't seen any toilet paper yet, but I think there's plans of some people doing it tonight.
Okay, so be aware. And I know that there are some yard signs where people need to adhere to those too as well. What's your favorite part of homecoming week, Kiernan? Do you get a chance to enjoy it? Because I know you're so heavily involved in it.
I mean, I think this year I've been enjoying it a bit more. I think my favorite part is Friday morning, getting to watch the skits and the talent and to take part in some of it, because classmates, they can do some really funny and cool things, and it's just nice to like sit back and watch that.
What about you, Maddie?
I kind of have to agree with Kiernan, but maybe just all of Friday. Just when all of the Hornet Pride is all together, like our whole school is orange, black, and white. And just seeing everybody having fun, not having to deal with the stress of classes, and just the smiles on everybody's faces.
And with the skits, each class does their own thing, is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Are you either of you involved in your class skits?
So I am my class's president, so I'm in charge of our skit, but I am not acting in it.
And can you give us an insight into what it's going to be, or is that a surprise?
I can give a little hint on that one, too. We are sticking with the fairy tale and Disney theme, and we are going to make a recreation of Cinderella, and we are calling it Homerella in the Midnight Escape. So
sounds good already.
it's going to be amazing.
What about you, Kiernan?
I'm not taking part in my skit this year. But I am excited to see it. People have been working on it, and I know they're doing a Three Little Pigs theme. So that's really exciting. And then for the talent, we are going to be playing a song where we like all sing as a class on stage, and that's pretty exciting too.
That is. So the skits and the talent are two different things then?
Yeah. So skits is more of like an acting thing, story, something short. Talent is usually something musical, but I know there's other things classes do. They do stuff like dances. They do all sorts of stuff. Maddie, do you know what your class is doing?
We're going to have two of our boys. Well, technically three of our boys. Two of them are going to sing a little duet while one of them is going to play the piano. I will not disclose that song yet. But it's going to be really fun, and they're going to dress up and have the time of their lives.
Yeah, it's amazing that some of the talent where people actually have bands and play instruments and things like that. It's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Very. I'm especially surprised with Kieran's class, the senior class. like the past 2 years they had Mason Meyer and David Dedun play, and it's always been a crowd pleaser. Everybody loves them.
Brings the house down.
Yes.
Sure. So are the classes in competition again for like, you know, for the Spirit Awards and those kind of things?
Yes, they are. Everything we have with the pep assembly, the skits, the talents, they're all judged. And based on who wins each thing, they get a certain number of points. And then at the end of the week, all those points get added up and they get their name on our trophy that we bought last year.
Oddsmakers, what are the oddsmakers giving the seniors the chance to win, or the juniors going to come from behind, or how's that going
to
work?
I'd like to say homecoming is just a little rigged for the seniors. Everybody thinks that because they've had the most experience with it and they know what people like. But I don't know with the juniors right now.
I mean, it's definitely close. It's been close.
Yeah, every year.
Every year, yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Sounds like it's pretty well organized there, Mrs. Stoltz.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. Like I said, I've been super happy with our student council. These kids work so hard. And I mean, it's kids from every grade. And, you know, every year I think the freshmen know basically kind of nothing when they walk in. And the upperclassmen leadership is really there to help them and handhold them. And I mean, these guys have been involved since I think they were both freshmen. So it's definitely a learning opportunity and mentorship even a little bit too, because they do so many things. And there's an opportunity, if you're really passionate about something, the student council has an avenue for you to try and get more involved with that. And then there's just always somebody that needs a hand, right? Maddie can't do the brain by herself. So there's just really this unity between classes. And you're right, it is, homecoming's got a little competition for the classes, but the student council kind of always has this way of mentoring the incoming ones and helping out the upperclassmen as they take those leadership roles. So it's really impressive to see more of the goings on behind it. And it's really, our kids are awesome. They're really impressive.
Richland Center homecoming this weekend. We'll come back and talk more about it in a moment here on The Morning Show.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics appreciates the work of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI. They offer vital support of individuals struggling with thoughts of suicide and families recovering from a loved one's suicide attempt. The Dane County chapter assists Richland County residents, offering free virtual family support classes every other Thursday. Look for more information online.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
When it comes to agricultural news, Brownfield is the name farmers trust. As the largest agricultural radio network in the country, Brownfield delivers the news, markets, weather, and insights that Midwestern farmers want and need every single day. We are proud to keep rural America informed and ahead. Brownfield, the leader in farm radio for over 50 years. Thank you for listening. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Welcome back to our morning show visit on WRCO. We are talking about homecoming week at Richland Center High School. Carrie Stoltz is in along with Kiernan Culver and Maddie Kratzenberg. One of the aspects that we didn't talk about, and homecoming is supposed to be all about alumni. So
yeah,
we're going to be honoring some alumni this weekend.
We are. We've got two outstanding alumni. They are both from the class of, must be 1975. So it is their 50th reunion year. I would anticipate that there's a float for them.
Yes, there is.
But yeah, we have two outstanding alumni, Philomena Poole and Frances Zeller are both part of the class of 1975. There'll be a presentation for them before the football game on Friday after the parade. And yeah, we're really excited to honor some of our outstanding alumni who have been, you know, pillars of our community and really have done some incredible things once their time at Richland Center High School was over.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well done. Yeah, Frances Zeller and Philomena Poole. And I know there's a reception at the West Commons before the game.
Yep. Them. Yeah, there is. So it's always a nice time for their families to come around and get to honor them and just kind of think about your relative or your mom or your dad or whoever in a new way. And really special for the high school and the school district, especially to be able to honor some of our alumni. And it really is amazing to see the legacy that is there through the community. I mean, I didn't grow up here, but it really is tight knit, and it's amazing to see what our alumni have gone out and done. And for our students, they might not realize it every day when they're kind of in class and in, you know, the busyness of what is high school, but to see that these people who were in the same halls as you, started in the same place as you, have gone on and done these really amazing and fascinating things and still care about their high school at their 50th class reunion. I mean, it's just amazing to see that come around and to see people caring still about their history and their heritage and being a part of the Hive still.
And the plan is to have them in the parade, Maddie?
Yes, they turned in one of their forms like last month, and I'm really excited. I think they are closer to the front since it's one of their more important reunions. So I'm hope that you'll be able to see them. There will be signs on there. I think they're doing a tractor with a wagon. There will be signs saying that what their alumni is and what class they are. And I'm really excited to see what they pull together.
And the activities all week. You have volleyball tonight, right?
Yes.
And soccer?
We have high school volleyball game and soccer as well. Soccer, there's going to be pep band at both of them with Mr. Barons. What time does soccer start?
Soccer kicks off at 5 with the varsity game, and then volleyball is at 7.
So if you want to come to, you can be outside in the nice, gorgeous weather for a little while with soccer. Mm-hmm. And as it starts getting dark, head over to the gym for a great volleyball game.
The band stays busy this weekend, doesn't it, Manny?
Yes, it does. Band is doing as much as we can.
And you both are band members.
Correct.
Yes. Correct. Kiernan, can you talk a little bit about the halftime show coming up, the football game on Friday? Or is that like you're sworn to secrecy?
Oh, no, I can tell you about it. So this Friday we have our halftime show planned. We've been working on it since the beginning of the school year, going outside every day, marching the field, sometimes the parking lot if the field is busy or, you know, being painted. But we have our field marching halftime show planned. We are playing Journey songs this year. So we've got Don't Stop Believing, Any Way You Want It, and Open Arms. And we'll be marching through those songs, and that's really exciting. The band is also staying busy. We have our two pep bands tonight, and then Friday, marching in the parade. And that's very exciting. And then Saturday night, the band will also be marching in the light parade.
Oh, my gosh. You stay really busy, yes. Don't you? And talk about practicing marching, Kiernan. You know, I think at this point, you're kind of, you got to bring all the classes together and worry that it's going to happen, but it always seems to, doesn't it?
Yeah. So our upperclassmen are sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and our freshmen, we have two separate band practices. So the freshmen don't practice with the like older band students until this Thursday is when we're planning to have a combined practice. And so that's when it really all comes together. And it's really, like, I don't want to say difficult. It's interesting to see, like, the freshmen, when I was a freshman, at least, it was a lot more difficult. But now that, like, I'm a senior, I'm, like, used to band marching. I understand what it is. And it's, like, second nature. It's easy. And it's just cool to see how that happens.
You got to kind of cross between each other. Usually, you know, he has you do that. It seems to me that if it was me marching, I'd run into somebody. Have you ever done that?
Well, no. It's all about, you know, practicing and, like, knowing who's around you, knowing who's in your area. And you get to, like, trust each other and see, like, know everyone's going to be in the right spot at the right time. And we just practice it to, like, the point that everything is, you know, easy.
Well, it's always a highlight of homecoming. The other thing that warms my heart is, so you're playing Don't Stop Believing, Any Way You Want It, and Open Arms. Those are songs from when I was in high school. So I'm impressed that you guys actually know those songs.
Barron's likes to try and get some themes that, like, the community would know better and that just are fan favorites to have as a halftime show every year. So I'm excited for Journey this year, and I'm excited to see what he pulls for next year as well.
Well, that would be songs from his high school days, too, so now it's kind of making sense. So that's on the Friday night during halftime. It'll be an extended halftime, I know. What about the dance? We haven't talked much about that on Saturday night. When's that going to be happening, Kieran?
Yeah, so the dance starts at 8:30, and that's just like a time for people to mingle and like see their friends. And then at 9 o'clock, we have Grand March, where parents and community members can come watch, and we'll present the homecoming court, and we'll march through that. Students that aren't on court can march through, too, and be announced. And that's really exciting. And then after that, the dance will go until 11:30. It always gets really fun. People, you know, go crazy. They let loose. And so that's a nice way to end the week, to just, like, relax mm-hmm. and have fun with your friends.
Let your hair down a little
bit,
then. Oh, that's fun. So you've announced the court then, Maddie, is that correct?
We announced it today during our Powder Buff Volleyball during Hornet Hour. So I'm excited to see what everybody else is. And we are also announcing our king and queen today. So hope to see that soon.
Are there some special ways that you introduce them, surprise them in any way, or how does that work?
Not so much with, like, the representatives of our court members. They have to get papers signed by their parents and get accepted by admin now to say that their grades are good enough that they can be represented by our classes. But we try every year to give our king and queen a little something. So this year we got a little candy bar with a congratulations balloon. and those will be handed out to them when they get announced later today.
During Hornet Hour today.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. Thursday night, can the public come to the Powder Puff football?
Yes. Community can come to the Powder Puff football. Afterwards, we do have a bonfire, which is strictly just students.
And that's going to be held right in the area there as well of the football field. Yeah.
Right by the football field.
Yeah. Sounds like fun. I didn't ask you guys, but what are some other things you're involved in at Richland Center High School, Kiernan?
Some other things I'm involved in. I do NHS, Key Club, Science Club, and those are all really fun. And then band and choir, I enjoy a lot. The musical last year, that was really fun.
Did you have a part? Did you have a part in the musical last year?
No, I didn't. I was just an extra. But I like doing that too. It's fun. I also do cross country and track, so a lot of running, and I like that a lot. It's a great team. We partner with Ithaca, and it's great to see those members too, and like get to know them from the other school.
That's really cool, Kiernan. And you guys are having a really good year, aren't you?
Oh yeah, we're having a great season so far. We've done 6 meets, I think, and out of those, we've won 4 of them. So that's like a pretty good track record for our team. I know, like 4 years ago, our team hadn't won a meet in like 20 some years, or like a while. So
big turnaround.
Yeah, big uptick.
Uh huh. How did it feel like you go to the River Valley Invitational and you've got these Division I schools that have probably at least 1,500 more students enrolled than Richland Center, and you're right up there near the top with all the Division I schools? How did that feel?
It was crazy. It's always a huge meet, and we did like better than we expected as a team. We got, I think, 4th place, and normal, like, that's the best our team has ever performed there, and it was just, like, wild to see how we've grown.
Yeah, do you like running, though? I never did that much, but you do, huh?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely times when it's, like, harder, or, like, you have to put the work in, but it's relaxing, you get to do it with your friends, it's fun, it's good exercise, and it makes you feel good. I don't know. I think it's just something you have to like learn to appreciate, and it's definitely not for everyone, but it's great if you get to enjoy it.
Yeah, but Maddie, you're nodding your head no.
I give all my attention to cross country runners and even track during the spring because I do not have that kind of stamina to get myself through even running a mile.
I can relate. Well, what are some other things you're involved in, Maddie?
With the school, I'm also in Key Club. I do Fine Arts Club with Miss Niemeyer. Basically, that's how we do Drama Club. Sadly, we do not have a show this year, but I am working with the community on Pride and Prejudice, which I am really excited to perform that next weekend. I really enjoy band and choir as well. Probably my favorite 2 classes.
Well, congratulations on a role in Pride and Prejudice. Can you tell us about how that's going?
Pride and Prejudice, I love working with the community. They're basically my second family. I got the role as Kitty, the second oldest sister. It's very fun during practices. We still have lots of laughs, but we're still getting through it. So today we're touching things up, getting off a script. And next week, I hope to see you guys there.
How do you manage time? Because here you are working on homecoming, and then you're going to play practice tonight.
Time is sometimes hard. Yes, I show up a little late every once in a while, but beggars can't be choosers, I guess. But I still get all my homework done as well. It's just kind of finding those breaks to breathe. But still being able to have fun without stressing too much about it.
And we're going to talk more about that on the morning show this week on Friday. But I know you have some esteemed cast members. What is it like to work with Jean Burkett, who's in the cast?
I love Jean. She's so funny and she has such a high energy. I'm so happy she's come to work with us again. Even though she's not directing, she's still acting with us as Lady Catherine DeBurr. I am really excited to act with her some more these next 3 weeks, and I hope that we make a better connection with each other.
Awesome. And you mentioned that you might possibly have a play at Richland Center High School coming up later this year, then.
We are kind of talking about maybe doing just like a one or two act play in the spring. It is still like up in the air, still kind of talking about it. We'll see how that goes, but we also have our choir trip, so that could be a big bump.
Where's the choir going this year?
We are going to New York during our spring break to watch some musicals and just tour downtown New York, New York City. I'm really excited. I love musicals, so I'm just really happy to be going and being able to watch some of my favorite shows.
What an opportunity, Kiernan. Have they let you know the itinerary of what musicals you'll see?
I know one of the musicals you could sign up for was Wicked. That was like an excursion, so you chose between that or like going to see the Empire State Building. Maddie, were there other musicals at that?
There is one other musical that we will be going to see on our last day of the trip before we head back home. We are going to be watching Hamilton. Very classic. Everybody loves it. I'm really excited to see it in New York.
Nothing like seeing a musical in New York. I can tell you that by firsthand experience. So you guys are going to really enjoy that, I know. Kiernan, what are you looking at doing next year when your schooling days at Richland Center are done?
Next year I plan to attend UW-Madison in the fall. I want to pursue being a high school teacher. I want to teach either English or social studies classes. So I'm excited to pursue that. I'll get my bachelor's in English and some social science category and then get my master's in high school curriculum and instruction.
Good for you. We need good teachers. Is there a teacher that has inspired you to want to get into that field?
So many good teachers. My teacher, Mrs. Boyarski, she's been a really great teacher. Mr. Troxel, he taught some awesome social studies and history classes. But like overall, just like seeing the teachers that like have a passion for it, that go the extra mile and like really make the classes fun and connect with the students has been like really inspirational.
And you want to kind of mirror that and give back a little bit.
Yeah, I think students deserve good teachers. I think the world needs them. I think we need people who will help, you know, make the world a better place.
Well said. You're into the school year about a month. How's it going with the cell phone policy? You guys getting along all right with that?
In my point of view, I'm not too addicted to my phone as other kids. So sometimes I just kind of forget it's in my back pocket. It just kind of sits there. And so there's been a couple times where I walk into my first hour and I sit down in the chair after the bell rings and I have to walk up to my teacher and be like, can I put my phone in my locker? I kind of forgot it was there. I'm not on it too much unless I like absolutely need to like message my parents, which has been hard because my parents don't check their email sometimes and they don't have messages. But I have found ways to get around that with still being working with the school policy. So,
What about you, Kiernan?
I've actually like appreciated the ban more than I thought I would. One thing that's been like kind of nice unexpectedly was now that we're not allowed to have cell phones at lunch, lunch table discussions have been like kind of more fun, more interactive. Because like last year we'd get done eating and then people would just go on their phones, not really talk. And that was kind of boring. But now this year we're like actually engaging with each other, actually having fun.
That sounds good. And I've heard tell that it's a little louder now in the halls, which is a good thing, right? Everybody's talking.
It's a good thing and a bad thing. talking in the hallways, especially during lunch period, since we have two different lunches.
Oh.
That means while one lunch is going on, there still is classes. So when the lunch finishes and there's kids running up and down the hallways trying to get to their next class on time, like screaming and yelling, really interrupts our class time. And we don't have long classes as it is, but we just try to get as much done, and especially towards the end is when everybody's trying to focus and get things done so we don't have homework. And just with that interruption sometimes isn't the best thing for us.
It's a downside, but it's nice that people are talking. You're making eye contact and everything, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's bringing up everybody's social.
Yeah. Right. Neither of you probably have that problem, but, you know, because you both seem very social. What about student council for the rest of the year? After homecoming gets done, any other projects or goals or things that you're looking for as a group?
Yeah. So after homecoming gets done, we're going to have a meeting to debrief, to, you know, reflect on what we did this year, what we liked, what we didn't like, what we want to think of going into next year. And then after that, we're going to break into new committees to form for the rest of the year. We have fundraising, we have events, we have school service. Maddie, I'm missing one, I think.
We can join school and community service together since we mostly worked on the same things.
Yeah, but so we'll elect our committee heads and our committee co-chairs for that and get into new projects. One thing I'm excited to start planning is state student council stuff, because we usually do some fun projects with that, and then we choose a group of representatives from each class, and we go to the convention and we present our stuff, show what we've been working on, and that's always a highlight.
Absolutely. Networking with other councils and mm-hmm. getting some ideas there and everything. Where is that typically held at?
I think it's a different location every year. I know the last time we went, it was held in Madison, but...
Mm-hmm. That's later on in the year?
Later on in the year, around March, April. Mm-hmm.
Well, the time will go by fast, because it's already going to be October tomorrow. So.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So, Mrs. Stoltz, in terms of this week, dismissal times, is that affected by homecoming any?
It is. So, mainly just Friday, but we do have an early dismissal on Friday. And so, different at every building just because of the way the buses work out. So, the primary school will be getting out at 1:45 on Friday. The intermediate school will be getting out at 2:05 on Friday, and the high school will be dismissed at 2:15, although the band members are already flying the coop before that. But, yeah, and then the parade steps off at 2:55. So we encourage everyone, all the kids especially, to get out there, see their classmates. There's a lot of there's youth floats, and all of the sports teams have floats. Alumni have floats. The staff, I think, even has a float this year, if I heard correctly.
Wow.
I know, right? So a lot of school pride, and we really encourage all of our kids, all of our community. It is a really fun, great day. I don't know if employers want to let their employees step out a little bit early on Friday to enjoy the homecoming festivities, but it is really a great time and a wonderful community event. And we're so lucky to be in a community that supports us and supports our kids and our school so well, and really comes out, and especially at homecoming, supports all the kids and the things that the school district is working on.
Always fun to see all of the grades, grade levels represented in the parade, you know, some of the youngsters marching with their teachers.
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's these guys were talking about band, the middle school band marches in the parade too, and it's their, you know, really their first time kind of doing anything. So I saw them outside working on turning, which if you've never been at the parade downtown, there's a turn down there. And so it's really impressive to see these kids like crisscross. And I'm with you, Phil. I would bump into everybody.
I would.
It's so impressive. You know, if you're along the parade route, you just kind of see them marching. But if you're downtown, you see the corner have to happen. And man, that's impressive. Mm-hmm. So yeah, exciting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool how they do that. We're usually right, you know, the reviewing stand. We can witness that firsthand.
So. Yeah, I mean, they have to go like the wrong way for a while. It's very strange, but it works out. So it's impressive.
Yeah, awesome. And the theme again is?
Once Upon a Hive.
All right.
So lots of fairy tale, lots of princess, lots of fun. It was a great theme, and it's been so much fun. And the floats kind of have those pieces with them too, with the choosing the different princesses or the different fairy tales or stories. And so I've heard there's a carriage coming through at the parade, but we will just have to see what happens and how well we stay on theme for that.
Stay tuned. Do you have a favorite fairy tale or story, Maddie?
Tangled.
Tangled.
I loved Tangled as a kid. Still do. One of my favorite movies. Close tie would also be Hercules, because I'm obsessed with Greek mythology, and I think it's just a fun thing to listen to.
Very well. Tangled. the star of that show is that horse that's in there. That
love
is so
Maximus.
Funny. Maximus, yeah.
He is definitely one of the best characters. I personally have to pick Pascal, Rapunzel's little sidekick.
Oh, sure.
He is my favorite little guy. He's so funny if you listen to his body language.
But Maximus steals the show,
Maximus,
I think,
Maximus does steal the show.
What about you, Kiernan?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I necessarily have a favorite, but it's been really cool seeing like the fairy tale stuff shine through. I personally think the floats are a lot prettier this year than they have been because the fairy tale theme just like really lends itself to that. Like little fairy things, little mushrooms, flowers, stuff like that. And it's just like a cool way to incorporate the theme in that you couldn't really do in other years.
Yeah, it lends itself well. Well, I think it's going to be a great week. Everything is set up. Thanks to you guys. It looks like you've all the planning is done, and now you just got to get it all in place then, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Appreciate you coming in today. Kiernan Culver, a senior, and Maddie Kratzenberg, a junior with Richland Center Student Council, and Carrie Stoltz. Anything else you wanted to add this morning, Carrie?
No, we just want to see everybody come out and support us. We've got volleyball and soccer tonight. We have the parade on Friday, the football game on Friday. The parade especially, it's a great community event, and we would love to see everyone there out supporting the Hornets.
Awesome, and we hope so. We'll be there tonight for the volleyball, in fact.
Perfect.
First serve around 7:15 or so. All right, it's the morning show, and we salute the Hornets during their homecoming week. Once again, the word of the hour to text in is WARM, W-A-R-M. You have just a little bit of time to do that yet today in the Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. We'll be back with more stuff tomorrow on the morning show.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares about you and your future, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. At Rockwell, people come first. You'll find competitive pay, great benefits, and real opportunities to grow in a positive, team-driven environment where your work truly matters. From supporting innovation on the job to volunteering in the community, Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and give back to Richland Center every step of the way. Whether you're starting your career or looking for a fresh start, Rockwell Automation is a great place to work and a great neighbor to have. Now hiring in Richland Center.
simply visit RockwellAutomation.com to learn more and apply today.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscatine, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
It is the end of summer sale at Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin. Now through September 30th, get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Install for free from Badgerland Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badgerland Flooring, your home, your style, your floor.
This Wednesday, starting at 11:30 a.m., the Richland Cattle Center hosts weekly consignments featuring fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Cattle are received 7 days a week. Daily updates are available at the Richland Cattle Center website. For more information, call Junior Hipsch, 608-585-3700. Richland Cattle Center, your trusted source for quality livestock.
Whether it's your main hustle or your side gig, if you've got a business, you need the right coverage. Don't let one slip turn into a costly trip. Protect it with business insurance from Julie Karen State Farm. We offer a wide variety of policies that are thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. From shops to farms, contractors to creators, we've got you covered. Call Julie Karen State Farm today or start a quote anytime at Julie Karen.